proclamation number 8959 dated the April 5th, 1965. Keen intellect is an obstacle to correct realization. It is not a good sign if people lose themselves in unbelief, for then they will be beyond every contact with their God and Creator. They will be purely earthly minded and everything they undertake will only serve the body's preservation and comfort, which, however, will cease to exist when the person's last hour has come. And where the only purpose in life is the earthly world, life on earth is waste of time. The human soul leaves its body in the same state as it was at the beginning of its embodiment and will not have taken one step forward. People will have missed their purpose in life regardless of their highly developed intellect. It is precisely their keen intellect which prevents them from recognizing a spiritual world if they are entirely without love. Then they will flatly deny a God and Creator and consider all creations merely a matter of natural law without spending any thought on the fact that there is to be a lawmaker whose will controls everything. In that case, the human beings' higher stage of development will have already been reached in a purely human sense. Through his intellect, the human being believes himself to being the vanguard and almost cannot be surpassed anymore. But in his psychological development, he has not made the slightest progress, and yet he can be inferior to someone far below his level, because the latter will be judged by God according to his love, which also causes him to believe in a deity, regardless of what he calls it. And if this person, on account of his love, also allows the working of the spirit in him, he will come close to the right way of thinking, and then he will be saved for time and eternity. And so there is also the risk that even people to whom a certain belief in a God cannot be denied will join misguided spiritual movements, to which they adhere with great tenacity, who don't want to accept Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world and who therefore, if they don't receive the right explanation before, will enter the realm of the beyond without him when they die, and even over there not accept anything in order to still find him. And there are a great number of those. For this reason, the light of truth will shine time and again, for truth alone is liberating. But the truth, in particular, is not accepted by people with an unusually keen intellect apart from a few, who will then think correctly and feel dependent on an all-controlling power. These few will take the worldly knowledge across with them as well, and from there they will also be able to enlighten those people in regards to worldly questions who think like them by acknowledging God, but this will only seldom be the case. The others, however, will enter the beyond entirely without knowledge. They will stand completely empty and poverty-stricken at the gate to the kingdom of the beyond, embraced by profound darkness which will not recede until they, with the help of the beings of light, gradually achieve a change of thinking. But there is also a danger that they will descend even further into darkness and that they will approach a renewed banishment again, which, at the end of an earthly period, can easily be the case because they will not have much time left to change their mind. Hence their progressive development will be of no use to them at all. Spiritually they will be far more like a human being who is disregarded due to his race and yet is able to kindle love within his heart, who still believes in a God, regardless of how he imagines him to be, but he feels and believes that he emerged from this power. And when a person like this is informed of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ as well, he will also belong to the redeemed. For especially people like that take it far more seriously and live their earthly lives responsibly. For the saying, the first will be last, single quote, also applies to this. This is why a great blessing rests on the messenger's activity who care for those people by bringing them the word of God, who spare no effort and selflessly promote the distribution of the teaching of salvation through Jesus Christ, since it is the most important information people should know about. However, anyone who believes that life has come to an end after earthly death has used his keen intellect badly, for there is enough evidence that nothing passes away but that everything merely changes, nothing ceases to exist but that everything merely changes its external shape. And thus the human being's soul is everlasting too, but after death it reverts to the way which corresponds to its earthly life. Hence, it returns to the state of death since it failed on earth to give life to itself. And this state is extremely painful but can always still be improved with the help of the beings of light, which will never leave any soul to its own devices if it does not harden in its substance again and has to take the path across earth once more. For God is righteous and earthly life is a gift of grace which has to be utilized by the human being, since it is possible for him to gain a life for himself which will make him forever blissfully happy. However, he cannot receive happiness against his will, for God respects the free will of men. Amen.